This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to disseminating the Torah and Mesorah of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky and his Rebbeim. Please consider donating at eshelpublications.com to help us continue our mission.
So we're holding over here in Mordevuchim Perek Memvav. Kvar zachanu biktas pirkei zeh ha'mayma. Ki hevdel gadol yesh bein ha'yeshor l'metzias ha'davar. So he said, I've explained before that there's a difference between There's a difference between explaining that something exists, conveying the fact that something exists, versus conveying the essence of something. So when I'm trying to ascertain that something exists, I don't need to give you any specific information. So all I need to do is show you various effects that has, and I know that something exists. So the mashal, let's take a simple example. If a person hears noises from far away, the person knows there's something going on. He may not be close enough to know what, when, how, not even what language, or what exactly is being said, or whatever, but a person can get a sense that something is happening, versus wanting to understand the thing itself. And let's give an example, the Rambam says. She'ata, you, ilu tirtza she'todia melech iklim echad, lorim e'aza she'ehu. Let's say there's a visiting king over here. He's from a country that you don't know him. And I'm trying to point him out to you. I want you to know that, you know, the king is coming there. So there could be many ways in which you convey that message. Mehem shatom, although you can tell them who ha'ish ha'areich, ha'lovim b'mar'ehu, balaseva, the tall fellow who's white and looks old. Kvoidat b'mikrov. So I haven't defined the king as his essence, but I've tagged him in a way that you can recognize him. Oitoima, one step further, who ashatira svivav hamoin rabba ibne adam roichvim viraglayim vicharovichov sviva v'nisim nesum al roishe achatzis yiskol lefanav. You could say he's the person that you see a whole bunch of people around him riding in a motorcade and holding the swords out, carrying banners and so on. So I haven't even described you the king, but I've given you a simon where he is. Or still further, he lives in Africa in Ethiopia. Another step further removed, he's the person who had this building built. So I know zero information, personal information about the king, not where he lives, not what he looks like, not where he's located, but he's the one who caused this wall to be built. So any type of activity of his and interaction, I can tag as describing him, defining him, something along those lines. The efsha, shetera mitziuse bin yarem yosran lo me'elu. Now he says, believe it. So right now I have given you a series of ways of identifying a king going from quite close home to much further. He says there's even a further type of description of a king. And how, what would that be? He says, someone will ask you, hayesh loretz azos melech. Does this country have a king? 100% the country has a king. Prove it. You'll tell him. He yoyz zeh shel chanik asher tira, ish cholush k'toyna guf, lefanav zeh amoyn rabin azhuvim. This guy is a money changer, and he's sitting in the marketplace with a big stack of gold coins. And this guy who's the money changer is thin, pale, old, not very strong. V'zeh ish ha'acher atzuma guf ha'chozak ha'oni. This poor person is standing in front of him. This guy looks like a real, real gorilla. Big, strong fellow. Yishem and Shasai tztok b'mishkal seira. And he asks that he give him a small amount of money. V'lo yaseh. He doesn't do it, the shulchani. Avol yiga b'bitchem olav b'dvarav. And he screams, yells him to get lost. V'lulei pachad ha'melech. So why is this person just not muscling this other fellow out and take his money? There must be some fear of a government. So this is proof. So I have not even identified a direct marking, but I've said it can't be that there is a sense of fear of wrongdoing. When one-on-one, the kochos are so mismatched, bal karchoch, there must be a melech. So this is sort of a deductive reasoning. It's not even pointing out something, just saying there's no other way to explain it except that there is a melech in the picture somewhere. Hine kvar ha-reisal mitziusoi besidin yore medina. So you've established his existence by the way in which this Medina, this country is structured. It's a law and abiding country. Asha sibosei, the reason is only pachad ha-melech v'yiras yisurav. They're scared of the king and his yisurav. By the way, it's a Mishnah. Ilmon li morosh shamachas isashreyu. There was once, I remember reading this. This was written up a lot. This is like a psychological, sociological study or case study. Mela, America, New York are considered jungles. That we understand, we know. But Montreal, Canada is supposed to be a very civilized city. Mild-mannered Canadians, relatively homogenous people, no great packets of severely undermined people and so on. It got everything to be civilized. In the 60s, I don't remember when it was, in the late 60s or late 60s, I think, there was a police strike in Montreal for a few days, and people went haywire. They stole from stores. They simply broke windows and took everything out, like a pogrom, like a riot. And this is not people that had any axe to grind, anything. These are people that are considered to be the most well-behaved. And it's not like in New York, in America, when they had the riots in the 60s, people had some real tinnitus and stuff, nothing. But the Mishnah says, without a fear of authority, society disintegrates. So he says, in all the mishon that I gave over here, in all the various descriptions of the king, there's nothing that indicates at all what the king is, anything about the king. I've just described phenomena that either help you identify the king or make the existence of a king absolutely necessary. This is the exact same template for the way in which the prophets spoke to us in the Nevi'im and in Torah. Ki kasha hevi hatzorech la'ishirim kul sosis barach. When there was a need to have everybody conform to the fact that there's a Ribbono Shel Olam in the world, v'sheyesh la shleimus kulam, and that is absolute perfection, ritzono lomar she'eino nimtza levad kmo she'aretz nimtza shamayim nimtza. It's not that a God exists אבל נמצא חי חוכם יוכל פועל ושמש את סוד שמינצי עושה, יש בערך הזה. The people needed to look at God as an active, involved, omnipotent entity. Who should deus me adam shu nimtza b'dimyon hagashmish v'shu chai b'dimyon hatnua? So we needed to give over the marshal of it in physical terms. He does all of the terminology used to describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is because I needed to describe people it's real. There is a God, and there are consequences for doing bad and rewards for doing good. Ideas are not real to us, and therefore, if we were to describe God in any way that's not, the only way I can describe God as being real is when I describe it in a physical term. That's when people feel that I'm talking about something real. We don't consider anything to be real or true unless it's physical. Things that are abstract, but they're tied to physical things. Gravity. So gravity in itself is not a physical thing, but it expresses itself in things falling and flying and going all over the place. And people don't consider that as real, as a physical entity. So the apple that fell on Newton's head was a real thing, as was Newton's head. The falling as a product of gravity is an idea. It's an idea we buy into, but we don't see it as being as a metzias like that. And that's something which is not concrete, but it's associated with things that are concrete. Something which is not physical at all, it's a dimyon. We look at it as a fantasy. When we ask somebody what's living, the only way we describe it is through motion. Because something that's not moving at will is not living. So even though movement is a result of life, it's not life itself, it's a different word, still people consider living when something moves around. So knowing things that exist happen through sound and sight. V'chein lo neidav l'netzai he'osik imi nefesh ish mi menefesh ishache al bedibur v'akoyl asher chatchu asof loshon shar kli dibur. When we speak about communications, the only form of communication that we perceive as real is speaking. That's the way in which two entities can exchange information. V'kasha hushru de'aseinu gamkein el ha'yoyzis baruch masik v'shegun yonamen leviyim lagiyim aleinu. So therefore, when we needed to understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu it perceives whatever happens, so we have to introduce words like seeing and hearing. Te'aru lanu that he's capable of perceiving things that are visible and things that you can hear. And when they describe him as speaking, that he's able to communicate things to Nevi'im. That's Nevi'im. He's going to explain it more. V'kasha loy naskel ma'mitzi enu zulaseinu olshanaseir b'negia tereshu pol. And the only way we imagine something affecting something else and doing something is through the sense of touch. I break something, I pull something, I push something. Since we need some sort of neshama to understand that something is a is real, so therefore we call HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyachol chai. V'kasha lo yusku el apulos kulam bonel bekelim gashmim, since for us seeing and hearing need physical kelim. So we give him all these kelim. So leima haraglayim v'kapoisim. V'kelim eshevim Hashem avareis v'reich. V'ema oizim v'ayim v'af. V'kelim eshevim yu adibu v'choyim adibu v'ema peh v'alosh v'akoyl. V'kelim eshevim yasa isim enim asher aseo v'ema yadayim etzboas kaf zoya. Okay. So basically, we need to ascribe to HaKadosh Baruch Hu those type of things that will give us a sense of it's real. And the only way we do it is by borrowing terminology that indicates to us that these things are real. And he says, the point of it all is there is nothing lacking in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashgacha. So all of these activities are there in order to teach us about what really is. Sort of by what we understand, we can have an idea of what we don't understand. We've borrowed the term eye and ear in order to teach us about seeing and hearing. And seeing and hearing is indicates an awareness of everything that's around. And that's why we find in the Lashon of Psukim an exchange, an interchanging of the terminology. Which senses do what? Ru'u dvar Hashem, kemo yishimu, ki ha-mechuven he-sigun yindvar. Because at the end of the day, whether we're talking about sight or sound, the main point is we're absorbing information about surroundings. So it's perfectly legitimate to say ru'u dvar Hashem, kemo yishimu, v'chein re'ei re'ach b'ni, ki lo ma'harach re'ach b'ni, ki ha-mechuven ha-sagas re'choy. In other words, when I say see at the smell, it means the smell is evident. So it is true that it was a maimer nevuah, but roimus akolos means appropriately. They understood. Vehushala yisparah chapula v'adibul oris hashef hashvevi itak meshisbar. Vehine he says, kol kli gashmi shenitzei b'chosif nevuah hu. So all the kelim gashmi that we find, im kli tnuah mekoymes laros halachayim, or kli agosha laros hasoga, or kli mitzvah dara peula, kli dibur laros hashpas hascholam alaviim. So every chush is there to teach me about a certain inyan. Kama shesbar, hine tchilas hayishoros hashol shem kulam. The main point in all of these metaphors and these borrowed terms is liyashiv lanu, to give us to understand. Sheyesh nimtza chai, poil lekol mashe zolosoi, masig lepol legamkei. That there is something that exists, that is alive, that interacts with everything around it, and can give over, and his activities can be perceived by everyone. Vehine neva'er, shenasel b'achak satorim, ech yoshev ze kula liyin echod, we're going to explain how this all comes down to one God that does not have subdivisions. The kavanah of this perek is not to explain how this all comes to one head, where there are no all of these different attributes. It's rather one entity. But what I'm trying to explain in this perek is that all of these kelim kulam laharis al pulas kelim mahim asha pulas same shlemus etzlenu bavur shenoyr al yisus shalom kol min shlemus kol sherunu beamram deotash adam. So we're going to attribute shlemustika type of activities to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where the main point is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not lacking anything. The word shlemus does not so much describe what is as much as that nothing is not. Omnam kleya tnua mekremus yuchosin yisparach ba'omroi hadoim ragloi es mekrei kapas ragloi. What about things like feet? Klimishu sham yuchosin yad Hashem etzbo lekim aysetz besecha tesho lekapecha, and so on. Kleya dibur, pi Hashem dibur, and so on. Kleya argosha. Skip down till sort of the middle of the paragraph. Lehushem and avarim apnimim im aliv liyosis shemeshutiv umshem asechel gamkein aschos chayachay. Now, of all of the internal organs, we don't attribute HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the reason is very simple, because the eye is something that conveys a certain activity to us. An interactive activity. So I say HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whose eyes are everywhere, means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu perceives. I can't speak of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, excuse me, intestines. I can't speak about his liver. Those are meaningless terms. They don't translate to any activity. And therefore, describing HaKadosh Baruch Hu that would be Hakshaman in a very bad way. However, the heart is different. Why? Because the lev has a few meanings, like the Rambam himself described. Shem asechel gam kein, it's thought and understanding. Vascholos chayachay, it's the root of life. Ke'omro, homo me'aloi, hamoin me'echor, it's begam kein alev. And when it says homo me'aloi, we're talking about the heart. Ki mi'i shem yo'omo b'chal b'frat. Me'ayim can be either the intestines or the person's pnim. When you're being specific, it means the intestines. So mea can mean the whole order of internal organs, and it can mean the heart as well. So b'meila, the heart has a whole different aspect to it, even though it's a pneumistic aver, but we're borrowing it for other points of for other terminology. V'chein lo hushaloi hakosev deyosek le'atoka v'mefursim v'shugam ki yigabar dova ne'atak. We have not given him, we've never given the concept of a which is something which basically is used to carry something. So anything that would seem to us as being not bekovedik, not chisaron, those things we don't share with Kadosh Baruch Hu. Okay. Umishpat hakelim kulam emes echad. Hanirvem apnimi kulam kelim lefulas hanefesh hameschalfeis. All of a person's different kelim, a varm pnimium, are either for the purpose of nefesh. Then kelim lesorich hamidas yisman ke varm pnimium kulam. It's to have a person exist. Mem kelim lesorich hamidas hamin kleihol lahalada. Those that the avarim that allow for mankind to exist. Or kelim that are there to help a person accomplish. So here he says we come to a split. When these avarim, like the hands and the feet, they're there to serve a person's needs which doesn't exist by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Your feet are there to run away from danger, to run to the food or whatever. But also the chushim for us are meant to be utilitarian. We're meant to, you know, to use it for food, etc. And also animals have different needs like that. For Eino Roye Shum Adam, Yisupak Loish, like Kaisbach built it Sorg Ledova Yisparach Mitzuser. I'm not sure, I have it erased in my thing. Velo Yisakin in Yonai. A person, by definition, Akash Baruch does not need anything for existence, for betterment. Im kein ein kli loy klemish ein guf the omno pulose be atzel be kelly anything that is would be relevant to HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not exist in the concept of a kli, that there are no activities like that. Va koiches ben sofi mikal kelim im kein ein bal koyach klema she bo inyan zulas atzmoy. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not have extra quote unquote appendages for getting information and so on. So anytime I need to define a kli, so for me to see around, I need to have a pair of eyes. So a pair of eyes are a tool that I have. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need those tools. Meaning we say I have X faculties and Y talents. So I'm indicating I'm me. I may be endowed with the musical abilities. I may not be endowed with musical abilities. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's not the way it works. Those whatever is Shayat HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not an attribute that's endowed, so to speak. So therefore, all of these Torim are not describing a subdivision of Ribbono Shel Olam, some sort of branch, kaviyach, and so on. None of this is going to describe that. He will speak about a little bit more what it does describe in the Hemshah. We'll stop over here. Ms. Shem. So I think the next time we'll get together will probably be the first Thursday of in Cheshvan. In other words, after Chodesh Metz Hashem. Okay. Agmar Sim Metoiva. A good Kibben Shiar and Kol Tov.